This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 4th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just over an hour ago that senior military officials are concerned about potential threats in Judea and Samaria, even as the IDF focuses on Gaza and Lebanon. Also, the Jerusalem Post reported earlier today that a new deal with Lebanon aims to dismantle Hezbollah with no plans for Israeli withdrawal. The ambassador denied reports of heated exchanges with Prime Minister Netanyahu regarding the agreement. Also, this hour, Ynet highlights a summit in Tel Aviv where Jewish and Indian leaders are strengthening their global alliance, with entrepreneurs and diplomats gathering at Fiverr headquarters. Separately, JNS has reported from earlier today that the IDF has killed Mohammad Jandia, a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz. And finally, JTA shared that at a reunion in Entebbe, former hostages expressed disillusionment with Israel's rescue promise, reflecting on the legendary 1976 raid. Here's what people are saying online. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today criticizing the European Union for considering suspending its trade agreement with Israel, calling it Western hypocrisy. The Times of Israel posted about Hanin Khadar, a Shiite Lebanese scholar who says her community has turned against Hezbollah, viewing the group as a symbol of fear rather than loyalty. Ynet Global shared a light-hearted story about Israeli actress Hadar, who unexpectedly married an English nobleman, revealing a charming twist to her love story. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the potential threats in Judea and Samaria. According to Walla, military officials are on high alert, considering the region a significant risk amid heightened tensions in Gaza and Lebanon. The focus is to prevent any surprise attacks, similar to those on October 7th. This situation could impact the IDF's strategic operations in the coming weeks. Turning to the Lebanon deal, the Jerusalem Post reports that the current focus is on dismantling Hezbollah's influence without Israeli withdrawal. The ambassador emphasized that negotiations are ongoing and delicate, with both nations seeking a long-term solution. This could reshape regional power dynamics if successful. Meanwhile, the Jewish and Indian Leaders Summit in Tel Aviv seeks to bolster bilateral ties. Ynet notes the event builds on a previous gathering in Los Angeles, aiming to foster collaboration across various sectors. This partnership could enhance economic and cultural exchanges between the two communities. Separately, Mohammad Jandia's death marks a significant blow to Hamas. JNS reports that he was involved in the tragic events of October 7th, where hostages were killed, allegedly by friendly fire. This development may affect Hamas's operational capabilities in the region. Finally, at the Entebbe reunion, former hostages expressed their shaken faith in Israel's rescue capabilities. JTA highlights their reflections on the 1976 raid, once a symbol of Israeli prowess. This sentiment could influence public perception of Israel's current security strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reported days ago about a mysterious drone sighting over the Aero Battery in Germany. This incident underscores the need for advanced air defense systems, potentially leading to lucrative deals for Rafael and Elbit. Separately, CTEC shared that Anduril is advancing its presence in Israel. The defense firm, valued at $61 billion, is collaborating with former Air Force commander Amikam Norkin. This move signifies a strategic investment in Israel's defense sector. And finally, Ynet Business reported Rafael's substantial $2.3 billion deal with Romania for Spider air defense systems. This agreement includes comprehensive support and showcases Israel's expanding footprint in global defense markets, That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.